Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dumb Luck and the Kindness of Strangers by John Gearock. Narrated by David Colacci. I no longer require a wished-for future to cancel the present. Donald Hall. 1. Close to Home. I live in the foothills of the northern Colorado Rockies, with dozens of trout streams within day-trip range, so it's easy for me to recommend fishing close to home. The advantages are obvious. You can play hooky to go fishing at a moment's notice. It only takes one trip to the pickup to pack your minimal gear. You know how little you need because you need so little. You know right where you want to go and have plenty of backups in case someone has high-graded your spot. And a rained-out day isn't a deal-breaker. You just go home and come back when the creek clears. Eventually, fishing becomes such a normal part of daily life that you can stop for a half-gallon of milk on the way home. I understand that not everyone is so lucky. A precious few have it easier, but most have it harder. I might once have said that you make that kind of luck for yourself, and in some ways you do. But it's just as often true that people end up where they are through no fault of their own, and are then faced with making the best of it. I know that because I've temporarily ended up in a few places I didn't care for over the years. Cleveland comes immediately to mind. But I was young and unattached enough to be able to move on as soon as I comprehended my predicament. I may also have understood that the option to move on would begin to wane with the accumulation of possessions and entanglements, which at the time only made